So this particular scam is surprisingly effective. I think that might be because this is a bit of an esoteric topic. You know, if a technician tells you that your motor is drawing excess amps and he shows you some numbers on his meter and he shows you some numbers on a sticker on the machine, well, then it just seems convincing, I suppose. But it's actually a pretty common scam, so I'm going to break it down. First of all, amps and power, while not technically the same thing, at least for this situation, close enough. So if they say your motor is drawing excess amps or excess power, they're basically saying the same thing. And there's two kinds of excess amps they may talk about. And one would be inrush amps. And inrush amps, you can call that starting amps. It's just the power that the motor draws to get going. And you may notice that when a large motor starts, the lights can dim in some houses because when the motor starts, it's taking a big surge of power, an initial big rush of amperage. And if the motor's working, it is just simply not a useful metric. Because for one thing, on a working motor, inrush amps don't change. It just is what it is by virtue of design. And another thing is that a typical meter used by a typical residential HVAC technician can't even accurately catch the inrush amps. It happens so fast in most cases. Usually you need an extremely expensive meter or even an oscilloscope or something to accurately measure it. And you really don't even need to, because like I said, on a working motor, the inrush amps don't change. So it's just not a useful metric. So if they say it's drawing excess amps or excess power, you need to say, oh, what kind? If they say inrush or starting, not useful. Now, if they say the running amps are high, or the power it draws while it's running after it's started up, well, that can be a potentially useful measurement. But it's not useful unless you know what the motor's rating is. In other words, they say it's drawing excess power. Well, compared to what? And in some cases, they don't even know, because on some motors, the sticker that tells you what the rating is obscured by the mounting hardware that grabs the motor. And so they may tell you it's drawing high amps, and they don't even know what the rated amperage is. And in other cases, so in that case where the motor mount is obscuring the data for the rating, that could be, say, in a blower motor or something like that. But in other cases, you actually can't really know what the rating is without an app. So the example here would be a compressor. You know, your compressor, the amount of power it draws will vary based on the conditions. And so what you need in many cases is an app. For example, Copeland, they're a big maker of compressors, and they have an app that you could punch in the conditions, and then the app will tell you what the amperage should be. Well, I don't know if I've ever heard a customer tell me that. Like, I've had customers tell me that some other company told them was drawing excess amperage, but none of them ever pulled out the app to show it or demonstrate it, you know. So if they say running amps are high, you have to find out compared to what, and have them document everything. This is really important. You know, they say amps are high. Okay, you know, write it down. What is it drawing? What's the rating? What's the conditions? In other words, you know, if it's a compressor in particular, what are the pressure readings? What's the voltage? Because all of that matters. And in some cases, maybe the high amperage is just normal for those conditions. And then the other thing to ask, is there anything external to the motor that's causing it to draw high amperage? In other words, maybe it's drawing high amperage because of a bad bearing. Well, there's nothing you can do about that typically except put a new motor in. But in many cases, it'll draw high power or excess amps because of a bad capacitor. And, you know, they could pass all these other tests I'm giving you. In other words, they may go, well, see, here's what it's drawing. Here's the rating. And you can see it's drawing over the rating. And then that could be convincing. But wait a minute, is it drawing over the rating because of something wrong with the motor internally? Or is it something external to the motor, like a bad capacitor, that can be fixed? And so you want all of this documented, because the more specific they make their documentation, at least in my opinion, the more likely it is to be true. Because, you know, if they tell you the motor's bad when really it's a bad capacitor and they document it very specifically, I have a feeling they wouldn't want to do that. So